How to Lose a Few Kegs Without Busting a Gut. Written and read by me, Gus Warland. G'day, I'm Gus Warland. I'm a Sydney Morning Breakfast radio host, TV host and MC on the talking circuit. So I talk and hold conversations for a living. Mostly, though, I discuss key world issues like whether Jonathan Thurston's groin will pass a fitness test for the weekend's game. I'm a fanatical sports fan, and given I often catch myself watching late-night fourth division replays of anything sports-related, it's quite likely I'm clinically obsessed. I'm happily married to a very tolerant Pommy lass, and even though raising three super kids causes daily bedlam, somehow all the madness works. That's great, I can hear you say, but you're hardly a pin-up for health and fitness, Gus. Why is a bloke like you writing a book like this? Well, that's a very good question. And the answer is simple. After all, while I may have run a marathon in 6 hours and 27 minutes, narrowly beating the 84-year-old who stopped to sign autographs, I'm not a former footy star. I haven't featured as a guest trainer on The Biggest Loser. Well, not yet anyway. And hey, let's be honest. I still live between 103 and 107 kegs. So what the hell can I offer you with respect to your good future health? Well, if you're like my coach Brad and you're always remaining fit, lean and relatively healthy, the likelihood is I can't offer you much at all. But I get around enough to know there are plenty of other people out there with health challenges just like me, people who could do with a little motivation, guidance and, well, hope so they can improve their health. This book, well, it's for them. I figure we're on the same team and as I voted myself captain of that team, I'd like to offer up my experience of what worked and what didn't. Well, I finally made the decision that enough is enough. Trust me, I've tried many times to make a dent in my growing girth, but for me, so much of what the experts were telling me to do, including through the classic public health messages, I tried and it didn't work. In fact, each time proved to be yet another epic fail. Which got me wondering, given we're blessed in Australia with so many fitness and health experts, 24-hour gyms, popular diet plans and heavily promoted weight loss programs, why are men's health statistics so poor? What are we doing wrong? Because the facts are alarming. Have a listen to this. Stats show that more than 65% of Aussie blokes over the age of 40 share my previous levels of health and fitness. Yikes. To be precise, 38% are obese and 29% have seriously compromised their health. But my experience have taught me that many of the things that people tell you about fitness and health don't work for big blokes like me.